I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Soccer is just a game, but very serious passions revolve around the game in most countries. That will be evident this summer when the World Cup tournament kicks off in South Africa. Fans from 32 nations, including the U.S., will be there to cheer their national soccer teams. You can bet that security will be tight at the tournament. That should keep crowd trouble to a minimum, but fan violence is a big problem in many top soccer nations. That's the case in Argentina. The atmosphere at many Argentine professional soccer matches is beyond intense. In fact, passion often gives way to violence among the fans. Already this year, 3 people have died in soccer-related violence in Argentina. And as Ian Mount reports from Buenos Aires, the pattern that leads to fan violence is proving hard to break.
Soccer-related violence has a long history in Argentina. The first death was recorded in 1924, and since then 245 more fans have died, according to the anti-violence nonprofit group called Salvemos al Fútbol, or Let's Save Soccer. Recent years have seen an upswing in violent deaths, including that of a fan named Marcelo Cejas.
Hay un hincha muerto, un hombre de 41 años.
That's TV coverage from the night Cejas died. It happened outside Buenos Aires' Nueva Chicago soccer stadium. He'd gone there to support his team, Tigre, which was on the road for a match against a local club. Tigre won, and some local fans reacted by attacking visiting supporters. Cejas was beaten and left in a bloody pile on the street. He died in a hospital a short time later. Horacio Cejas says his brother was hit repeatedly in the head with rocks and kicked in the face. He died with a broken skull. That incident involved a clash between fans of opposing teams. But the most recent trend in Argentina's soccer violence involves deadly fights among fans supporting the same team. That's Monica Nizardo, co-founder of Salvemos al Fútbol. She says fans no longer fight each other over team colors. Now, Nizardo explains, every team has competing factions of hooligans, and they fight over power. That power stems from a system under which professional teams pay their fans, or at least give them free tickets, to avoid trouble. But organized fan groups, known here as Barras Bravas, turned that system around, demanding paybacks in exchange for keeping things calm at the next game. This happens in other countries as well. But whatever the case elsewhere, here in Argentina, the system has only led to more violence. Local soccer journalist Gustavo Gravia says the more money there is to be had, the more people want to get their hands on it. The most recent proposal to lower football violence has come from the Barras Bravas themselves. A political leader aligned with President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner's political party, Marcelo Macho, announced the creation of Hinchadas Unidas Argentinas, a union of over 40 organized fan groups. The group plans to send members who behave themselves to the World Cup. We believe in people and in giving them a chance to do good, Macho told a local radio station. In all walks of life, he said, there are good people and bad people. But the violence has not diminished since Hinchadas Unidas was formed. And many Argentines wonder if the group is nothing more than yet another means of extorting money from teams. For The World, this is Ian Mount in Buenos Aires.